Hi, this is Dina with Family First Care.
Hello.
Yes, am I speaking with Irvin?
Yes.
Yes, okay, so I'm an intake coordinator, which means that I'll be assisting until you guys are ready to start services with us, okay? So I just wanted to go over the process with you quickly, if you have a minute. Basically, two things need to happen in order to transfer. The first thing is for the insurance to send an authorization that allows us to service, and the second thing is for you to complete requirements to become a caregiver with us, okay? So
okay.
I'm going to have those sent over to you now via text. You can fill them out. Do you have a specific date that you'd like to switch over by?
I'm trying to figure out I don't want to mess up what I got going on as far as, like, the agency I'm with now. I want to make
like
sure.
Like the payroll, right?
Yes, yeah. I don't want to just cut it off and then not know what I've done.
Right. So our pay week starts on Monday. When does the pay week for your previous agency start?
I don't even know off the top. I know they pay me biweekly, so I think I get paid this week.
Okay.
I think theirs stop. I don't know off the top like when theirs stop. I wanted to be like, you know, roll over smoothly.
Right, I understand. I would say the smoothest for us would be for you to start in a week from today, Monday, because that's the beginning of a pay week. Either way, you won't see any pay discrepancies because they'll legally have to pay you until the last day you service with them.
Okay.
Yeah, our pay is weekly, so if you start Monday the 16th, then you'll be paid the following Friday, because with our agency, you get paid every week for the previous week that you work.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you can let's aim for the 16th of Monday. I'm going to request that from the insurance. Now, what insurance is it?
It's PA Health and Wellness.
Okay. Okay, so they're pretty quick. So they're just going to need to confirm with the patient before sending anything. So we don't have access to the service coordinator's phone number, but we'll call the insurance and let them know, and then they'll reach out, okay, to you guys.
Okay. So I just had gave Jasmine that information, the phone number. I can contact the service coordinator as well, too, to reach
okay.
out to them.
Yeah, that'll make things go quicker. If you can contact the service coordinator, do you have our agency information, or I can send that to you?
You can send that to me as well. I think she gave me the phone number, and Jasmine gave me her direct number. Well, you can send that over to me as well.
All right, I'll send it to you just so you have everything in case the insurance asks. And I'm also going to send you the requirements. Now, there's two different people that you'll be working with from here on. There's me, and then there's Monica. She works in HR, and all she does is help you get in your requirements, okay?
Okay.
So we'll both send texts introducing our names so you can save our numbers in your phone. And you'll reach out to me with any questions regarding the transfer at all or the authorizations. And with anything regarding your requirements, you can reach out to her. Now, just one more thing. When you fill out the requirements, the first thing that we suggest that you do is to send your IDs so that we can start running a background check. Do you have those available?
Yeah.
Okay. So as soon as you receive the text, you can just send over the IDs. We'll confirm when we receive them, okay?
So the IDs as far as, like, what, my driver's license?
Yes, so that would be two forms of IDs we need. So it can be driver's license, a social security card, passport, birth certificate, an identification card, any legal form of identification.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the one. I don't have my the second thing that I go to.
If you send a passport or a picture ID, I believe that's enough.
Okay, because I don't have my passport with me. I'm down at my mom's house now. It's at my house. So I got my driver's license with me, so I could probably do all that.
Okay,
all
right, that's good enough to start off with, and then I guess when you get home, you can send the other form.
Okay.
Okay. All right, any questions for me?
Yeah, so what are the requirements to get started and everything? You have to do, like, trainings and all that stuff?
Oh, we don't have a training course. We just have a competency test. It's basically just a test that you take in your own time that has some caregiving questions.
Okay.
So here, let me send them to you while you're on the phone. Your number ends in 3365.
No, my number is the 4. You can send it through email, or you want to send it through text. Is everything easier?
Whatever you prefer. Either one's fine.
You can send it through text. 484.
Mhm.
744.
744.
Yes, 3048.
3048. Okay. I'm gonna send that now. Let me know if you receive it. I'm sending it through Monica's line, but you'll be speaking with her regarding any issues. So it'll be her number, you'll see.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, hi, this is Monica with Family First. Okay.
Yes, that's it. Yeah, so it's basically an application, a competency test, a direct deposit if you choose, and then an I-9 and W-4 link for your taxes, and then the IDs, and a 2-year proof of residency. Oh, and a TB test done within the year.
Okay, so we can, because I think I recently got, I might still have, I could probably, so I got to do it again, or I can retrieve it from.
If it was done within the year, you can retrieve it and send us the results.
Okay, I probably had to call over to lab for anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay. And I think, well, you say you guys pay every Friday, so it's Monday through Friday. So now, from you guys being in Philadelphia and I'm in Montgomery County, Norristown, I'll get taxed twice?
No, you'll only get taxed once.
Okay. So I had a problem last time. I was getting doubled. I was getting taxed for not working in Philly and
No, our location is not dependent on what you get taxed for. We service all over Pennsylvania.
Okay. I'm trying to think, like, as far as, like, because you gave me the rate that you guys, is that rate solid at the $15?
So how many hours are you going to be working for?
She gets 47 hours a week.
47 hours a week, so then, yeah, 16 is fine, and then 7 of those hours are overtime pay.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out, like, how much each week I will get.
Okay, I can make that calculation for you. So it'll be before taxes are deducted. 15 per hour. Okay. So the overtime rate is $24 an hour. So the total, weekly total, for the 40 hours, you'll be getting 640, and for the 7 hours, you'll be getting 168. So the total is $808 weekly.
Okay, and that's after taxes?
That's before taxes are deducted, because every person's individual. I can't tell you exactly how many taxes will be taken out for you.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out. Well, I think I get paid weekly, bi-weekly, and I was getting, I think after taxes, I was getting about like $1,100 or $1,200 every 2 weeks. I'm trying to make sure.
Yeah, so if... Technically, biweekly, that would be $1,600.
It was biweekly, okay.
$1,600.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to see if, like, jumping over, I'm going to get more money.
Yeah, you're definitely not going to lose. I can't tell you exactly how much will be taken off for taxes, but I'm assuming here that you'll gain.
Okay. All right.
You can check on your pay stubs with your previous agency to check how much you make an hour, and then you'll know exactly.
Okay. Yeah, so I just want to make sure I'm like, you know.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Okay.
Right.
All right, so you can start completing the requirements. I'll just be in touch with you on when we speak with the service coordinator. Oh, right, let me send you the information. Hold on. Okay. All right, any other questions?
That'll be it. I'll get started on everything because right now I got to run to the store for my mom now. And if anything, I could probably have everything submitted over before the end of the day, if that's okay.
Okay, yes, that's perfectly fine. Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay.
Well, thank you.
That'd be it. I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye.